pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show as we get another week underway, another week closer to football, and another day closer till the Olympics come to an end and the summer comes to an end. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Gooden along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Derek taking care of everything else. So, you know, when it sounds good, it's not our fault. And when it sounds good, it's not our fault. I mean, what? Well, good to have you on this Monday. A lot of things are going on and getting closer to the start of the NFL and college football seasons. Everybody that's participating in fall sports can begin practice today. Michael Phelps, unbelievable. He's just unbelievable. And the United States men's basketball team, I don't know if they're that good or if everybody else is that bad. What happened? I mean, what happened with teams that were beating the United States or were competitive with the United States? I'm glad that the United States hasn't been beaten, but they haven't had a competitive game yet. So what could have possibly happened in the last year or two from world championships to Olympics that could give us such discrepancy against a couple of teams, Germany, Spain, that were supposed to be decent? And what an embarrassment for Germany today.
Well, Doug,
embarrassment for Germany.
Oh man, I knew they were going to get stomped, but wow, not that bad.
106-57.
What Dirk have? 49.
I don't know. I have to check the stats here, but I saw the score and I didn't want to know anything more. So
that's what's going on with the Olympics.
I think people that have paid attention to this basketball deal, I've heard it from three or four people, they've got to see quite a few of these games. They say, can you believe the lockdown defense that's being played? And I think that's the difference. That was the focus coming in. That's what the Americans were chastised over the world championship. And any time they lost, their defense was pathetic, people said. And they went on and on about how, you know what, they want to get up and down in the court. They didn't have the shooters. Well, anytime Jason Kidd comes out, one of the question marks this morning, buries the first three-pointer, you know, his first shot of the game, and it's basically, it's over. I mean, they just pull away, and nobody's close. But the defense, I think, is what's catching everyone's eye.
A lot of football talk on the show today. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to catch up with UNK head football coach Daryl Morris, and that'll be followed by Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College, our first Merck and Morris Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show for 2008 coming up today. Later on in the program, we'll continue our high school football preview in the Tri-Cities. Hastings High is up today. Rick Rebarger will join us on the program. They've got a lot of seniors that they have to replace off last year's team. Some inexperience coming in. How will that affect them? And we'll talk with Coach Rebarger about that in the second half of the show today. But Daddy, you went to the Denver-Dallas preseason game in the rain on Saturday night in Denver. How was it?
Well, at least the rain subsided during the game. That was the good news, because at 5:30, actually, drive to Denver and say, I'm not going to the game in this. It was pouring. Finally, the rain quit, able to get out and go to the game. I'm going to tell you this, Douglas, for Cowboy faithful out there, Kenny Hamlin, number 42, defensive back, bad. It was like Jay Cutler. I thought he had Grigsby out there. I thought it was the Oklahoma-Nebraska game. Every play was against Hamlin. Every play, zing, 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 right at number 42, wherever 42 was. Another thing about the game, Ed Hockley, I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going to chart this throughout the year. Anytime Ed Hockley, you know, Mr. Muscle Man, that's the official.
He's the referee, yeah, and his shirts are too small, and he keeps getting bigger. Yeah.
Yes.
And he always signals first down with the offhand.
Yes, that guy. Anytime he's doing a Dallas Cowboy game this year, bet the other team. Because he had Wade Phillips so hot the first half. Anytime something good happened for the Dallas Cowboys, there'd be a flag. And I'm going to chart this throughout the year. Maybe that's a casual observation. Maybe I'm way off on it. But now I've got something else to chart throughout the year. Ed Hockley, bet the other team, and I think you'll be money ahead.
Well, you have to think he wouldn't get more than a couple Dallas games, just in the regular realm of things.
But they'll be 0-2 against the spread, you know, I believe that. Jay Cutler looked extremely, extremely good. Denver, the whole offense looked extremely good, and I think that's exciting. Several Bronco fans in the area, I know a lot of people go out and take in regular season games throughout the year. That's great to see that they're a team that's on the comeback.
Did they even in preseason? Do they still do that lame ass incomplete chant? Good God!
Yes.
It's just not. I guess maybe that's the mentality of pro versus college a little bit. You know, we're used to seeing more college stuff, and I guess if all you do is go to pro games, that's, you know, I guess that's what might happen.
Every time the opposing team would throw an incomplete pass, you hear the incomplete. That's the incomplete deal at the Broncos games. But, yeah, people got up and down. There's some hitting going on. You know, the starters for especially Dallas did not play all that much. I think you see Brad Johnson come in and do his thing. Brad Johnson, 39 years old, kind of a journeyman of the NFL, but looked fairly good at times. But the night really belonged to the Denver Broncos and Jay Cutler.
So good overall experience. That's your scouting report.
Well, you know, it was a great experience. I wish you would, you know, you had 15,000 no-shows because of the weather. And everything's sold out, obviously. People are excited for football season.
So that means some of the lines weren't quite as long?
Great concession venue. Really, I was really impressed with that. There's a lot of stuff going on in that concourse.
You can fire your emails to us at any time. If you might have a question for Coach Daryl Morris or Paul Merkowitz, who are scheduled to join us on the show today, fire away. Or you can touch on anything else, the Olympics, the idiot that Jeff Kent is, why Brian Bannister should immediately be sent to Omaha, any of that. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN is the phone number. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Just some tidbits as we get ready to talk to some of the coaches here. Did you see what Jeff Kent said about Vin Scully? Jeff Kent's an idiot.
He talks too much.
Jeff Kent's an idiot. He just shows how big of an idiot he is. You know, he is mad because he's not getting... Maybe he thinks he's better and he's not getting the love because he played with Barry Bonds and he plays with Manny and he played with this guy, he played with that guy. Jeff Kent is a solid baseball player, but he's also a moron. Moron. He's hitting .500 since Manny Ramirez came over. You think that's just because you're better in the last 2 weeks? All of a sudden, you took I'm better pill? Moron. And then to